Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Good afternoon, or good evening, I should say, everybody, and welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, and on the web, it's ronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. Such a pleasure to have you all here this evening. And you can catch up with me on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio. On Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly 1. Once again, thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show. You know what time it is, 6 p.m. Tuesday afternoons, or should I say Tuesday evenings, on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Okay, so let me start with this now. Yeah, let me start with this. We got a great show lined up for you this afternoon. It's great to have you guys here. I'm really excited about today's show, and I've got a lot to talk about, so let me start with this. Now, there's people in the world, right? There's people in this world who think that if you ignore an issue, it'll go away. If you just wait long enough, or if you outlast the other side, it'll go away. There are people and politicians, the so-called powers that be in America, who don't want to address or even acknowledge certain situations because admitting there's a problem means that you'll be expected to do something about it. So ignoring the issue is the best course of action or inaction in this case, because as long as some people pretend not to see the issue, they won't have to address it or do anything about it. So this is what's happened in these United States of America here, greatest country on earth, for the most part. This is what's happened here in the United States of America with the racial injustice. Now, the people in power in this country, mainly the United States government, is doing an end around on the subject of race relations in America. And won't even acknowledge it's a problem because, as I said earlier, to acknowledge it or to recognize it or to call it out would mean it would have to be addressed. Now, this is exactly what's happened with the issue of police brutality in America, specifically against people of color. but mainly African Americans. So last year, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick started this campaign, bringing attention to racial inequality in America by taking a knee, or in other words, kneeling down during the national anthem. Over and over again, in our great society, unarmed black men disproportionately were being killed by police officers for misdemeanors, and in some cases, for not doing anything at all. In the case of Philando Castile, who had been stopped 52 times. 52 times Philando Castile had been stopped by police over a period of time before he was finally gunned down in the driver's seat of his car while his four-year-old daughter watched in horror behind him with a bird's-eye view as she was sitting directly behind him. And he was killed by St. Anthony police officer Geronimo Yanez, who I believe still has a job, who had no regard for any of the lives in the car. He fired into a vehicle, which is, you know, which is against department policy all across country. And, so he with no regard for the daughter who was sitting right behind him. So Kaepernick risks his career, not just to protest the killing of unarmed black men for minor traffic offenses, the justice system, but for the justice system that routinely slaps these officers on the wrist and acquits them of any wrongdoing, even in cases where the video evidence can't be disputed. So instead of recognizing that there's a problem, racial injustice in America, the narrative gets changed. The reason the whole kneeling thing got started in the first place was gets buried, actually, under the flag, the military, and the first responders. Now, they all know that what Kaepernick did, along with other black players, NFL players, had nothing to do with the first responders or the military or the flag at all. They weren't disrespecting anyone. And the spirit of what they did wasn't to disrespect anyone. It wasn't about the first responders. It was, certainly wasn't about the military and the flag that we all respect. And they know that. The powers that be, the United States government and others, millions of Americans across the country, they know that this really had nothing to do with first responders. But it was a convenient way to bury the issue. A convenient way to bury the issue. Because you know what? As long as you don't recognize this problem, you ain't got to do anything about it. There are people who get a letter from the IRS, for example, threatening letter from the IRS. Oh, it'll go away. No, it won't. Or you get a letter from your utility company. Oh, they're threatening to shut your electricity off. Well, ignore it. It'll go away. No, it won't. And this isn't going to go away. And as you can see, I'm sporting my Kaepernick t-shirt. And not because I'm a separatist or a racist or I'm antithetical toward white folks. Of course not. And I'm not going to say something stupid like my best friends. Some of my best friends are white. But I do work with white folks. And you know, we all have a place in society. We all do. It's not anyone's society to claim. We all should have a place in the society. So the issue, because white America, and I'll say it, white America does not want to acknowledge that there's a racial problem in this country. Not just a problem of, not just a racial, police brutality issue, but also there's a criminal justice issue where black folks who are routinely railroaded in this country into prisons and jails. And yeah, okay. And there are some folks who say, well, you know, if you didn't, don't do the crime. And it's true. I agree with that. You know, I wholeheartedly agree. If you don't do the crime, you don't do the time. You stay out of the system. But for those who are mistaken identity, like the police officer, Geronimo Yanez says, well, you know, he looked like a suspect who had a wide black nose. I mean, you know, who has wide black noses for the most part? Black people. So this isn't, you know, this isn't an anti-white situation here. This is, you know, I'm bringing attention to the fact that this issue with police brutality has been buried by the powers that be, by Trump and Pence. Pence, who's the newest, the latest apprentice. And just the fact that black men, unarmed black men, are being killed by police is being buried under the flag, the first responders, and the in the military. Now here in the United States of America, we have a constitution. You have a right to free speech. And okay, and there are there are some situations where you're not so free to speak because it could cost you your position, your job, your livelihood. So, you know, we have to choose very carefully. We have to choose very carefully where we choose to speak freely. Some things follow you on the internet. If you want the internet, how many people have been fired for saying things on the internet? It happens over and over again, so much so to the point now we don't really even hear about it that much anymore because it's a normal thing. It's not even news anymore. So people should pick their spots before they say anything. And should Colin Kaepernick have maybe picked a better place to do what he has done? Well, I can almost agree with that because to a degree. But see, but you want to do it on the biggest stage. And the biggest stage is the NFL, in an NFL football game on television. Because NFL is really still the biggest draw on TV today. Not talking about the Super Bowl. So it was a convenient way with this military and the first responders and stuff. So it was a convenient way to bury the issue because, once again, the United States government, along with millions of other people in this country, are not going to admit that there's a problem with race. Okay, so Trump, in true Trumpian fashion, sends his apprentice, Vice President Mike Pence, to an NFL game in Indianapolis, and he abruptly leaves, or so we thought, because he was upset that players kneeled during the national anthem. But all the time, the pace was in. The choreography was pre-planned. First, the Pences posted a picture on Twitter of themselves at a football game. This is the good news. The bad news is the picture was 3 years old. So the fix for them. And then Mr. Trump proudly admits that he told Mike Pence to leave the stadium if any players protested. So Mr. Pence didn't even leave because he wanted to leave. It was pre-planned. So the fix was in. So he would have to leave. Even if he wanted to stay, he would have had to leave. So the sneak oil salesman that Trump is continues to ignore the killing of unarmed black men by the very folks who are sworn to protect them. So the beat goes on until the government and others, and the government and others will continue to ignore the problem with race in this country because, once again, if they acknowledge it, they not only admit that there's a problem, but they would also have to act to do something about it. And this is why part of the reason why Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. He had these quarterbacks, last night the Chicago Bears, and this isn't a sports show, but last night the Chicago Bears, for example, put in a rookie, and they paid Blaine Gabbert, I believe it was, millions and millions and millions of dollars to come in, and the man has a negative lifetime record as a quarterback. He's been mostly a journeyman, a second stringer, third stringer, for the most part, has never been a first stringer. But they put him in, they took him instead of Kaepernick. Because right now, Kaepernick cost himself his career with this. Because there was some speculation that maybe the Baltimore Ravens might have taken him, but it, as far as it goes right now, there's really no one on the horizon. There was even talk that the Cleveland Browns may take him. The Cleveland Browns are 0-5, so that would be a perfect landing spot for him. the team's 0-5, and they benched. They benched the quarterback, the rookie quarterback that they drafted. They had to bench him the other night, so that would be a perfect place to go. But again, there's nothing's going to happen with this. The people are still Trump and his minions and all the folks in America who don't want to acknowledge there's a problem will continue to bury the situation and not really do anything about it. So this is what's going on right now. Yeah. So we're not going to go take any breaks as we're on. This is a, this is going to be an upload to the YouTube channel, so we're not going to take any breaks at the moment. Maybe we'll take one at the bottom of the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. In case you don't know, you can see behind me, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, and on the web, it's ronkellyshow.com. So Melania Trump, and again, so Melania Trump is going to, going to West Virginia to tour an infant drug rehab. Yeah. And the reason, and this feud between the ex-wife and the former wife of Donald Trump, and Ivana Trump and Melania Trump is kind of ridiculous. I think that she was just kidding. She was kidding when she said that she was the first lady. And in a lot of ways, she was. But I don't see where Melania should even have addressed it. But anyway, so Melania Trump goes to West Virginia to tour a rehab, infant drug rehab center. And she offered her support to those people dealing with the nation's opioid epidemic while touring a drug recovery center for infants. This happened today. It was in West Virginia. West Virginia, incidentally, is the state with the highest rate of babies born dependent on drugs. Really? Wow. Lily's Place is the first of its kind in the nation that works with addicted mothers and newborns who are enduring the torment of drug withdrawal, and it also offers treatment to parents. Now, I'm not sure. I guess this is Melania's, because every first lady has a pet peeve or pet cause, or they all do. But many of the women who have become first ladies were already busy in the community doing things. I don't see where Melania Trump was so busy doing anything. This is so transparent, and not transparent in a good way. It's you can see right through it. Melania Trump is going to this place, and I guess that's just her thing. This is going to be her pet peeve, because first she was bullying, but they she's married to the biggest bully in the world, so they moved away from the bullying, because you remember that was supposed to be Melania Trump's cause celeb was supposed to be the bully, but her husband is the biggest bully on the planet. So she moves away from that, and now she's going over to this this opioid, this treatment center with infants that were born to mothers who were opioid addicts, which, if it's going to bring attention, you just don't want to see those babies being used by the Trumps to try to paint Melania, in a better light. Because Melania has been living a pretty good life for the last 11 years, 12 years or so. She's been married to Mr. Trump, living in the ivory tower, or should I say Trump tower, for the last decade plus. Nice life, billionaire husband, have whatever you want. So now she comes out and goes down to this rehab or whatever it is for mothers and babies who are addicted So I think it's just I can't even say what it is. It's just, you know, it's just typical of Trump to try to use different venues to put them in the best light. That's what I'll say. Okay. So there was a plan for, the United States and South Korea to go after Kim Jong-un, and now that's happened. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. And what we will do is we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of the program. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on BlogTalkRadio.com. And on the web, it's RonKellyShow.com. Tuesday, October the 10th, 80 degrees. Once again, the summer is refusing to go away. And to tell you the truth, I really don't have a problem with it. 80 degrees today, I understand it's going to go down a little bit during the week. That's not what we're here for. To talk about the weather, we're here to talk about what's going on in this crazy world of ours. So Harvey Weinstein, Hollywood power broker, or at least he was, Hollywood power broker, goes the way of Bill O'Reilly and the president of Fox News. And now Harvey Weinstein is kicked out of his own company. Now, see, you know, I don't normally do entertainment news, but I wanted to talk about this because this is something that's probably been going on in Hollywood since the days of Greta Garbo, Lauren Bacall, way, way, way back. In the silent movies, this has probably been going on. The casting couch, as they call it, where, you know, producers will seduce women who are desperate to make it into the business and seduce women to get on that couch in order to get a break. This has been going on for years, even back to the fan dancers before they were, motion pictures and film. This has been going on for years. So Harvey Weinstein is the latest person to get snagged up in this type of situation. And, you know, here goes, you know, now we have these big Hollywood names, Meryl Streep and Angelina Jolie and some of the others who are coming out and saying, oh, well, he approached me when I was young. But you see, but why didn't anybody say anything? You know, why didn't anybody say anything until the thing exploded? See, this is what the issue was. I mean, I'm not defending Harvey Weinstein. I think what he did was reprehensible. But nobody said anything. These big, Angelina Jolie is a very big name, A-lister, and some of the other ones, Gwyneth Paltrow and some of the other women, A-listers in Hollywood who have come forward and said, well, yeah, well, he tried it with me too. But why didn't anybody say anything before? See, because this is what, and this goes on all across society, and not just in film, movies and film, but in the corporate world as well. This stuff goes on, and nobody says anything, or comes out and says anything to the person gets caught. Now, Harvey Weinstein finally did get caught. I mean, allegedly, if this is all true, I mean, I don't know. But he finally gets caught, And now the people are coming from out of the woodwork accusing the man of things. Now, why didn't this come out earlier? This is what I want to know. Why didn't this come out earlier? If Harvey Weinstein was such a creep amongst the Hollywood elite, why did it just come out? Why didn't this come out earlier? It's something I just don't get that. No. So we also want to pay homage to the folks in the hurricane ravaged areas, Houston and some other places across the country in the great United States of America, and also in Puerto Rico, which was just obliterated by this hurricane, the last one, Irma, just destroyed not just Puerto Rico, but some of the other islands, just destroyed. So we pray for those folks out there who were impacted by Hurricane Irma, Harvey, Jose, and the other one that's on its way up here, which is not as bad. And the folks in California, where wildfires are burning out of control in California. So I talked a little bit earlier about Mike Pence going to Indianapolis to see the Colts and whoever it was they were playing. You know, the choreography was there, the fix was in, and he was told by Mr. Trump that to leave if anybody knelt. And so, you know, and what disturbs me is that, you know, the people are saying, well, you know, they're calling them spoiled, calling the players spoiled millionaires. So you're standing up for what you think is right, and that means you're spoiled. Oh, so you're supposed to shut up because, you know, the master is paying you millions of dollars, so you're supposed to shut up and not say anything. I mean, is that what is that the point that they're trying to get across? Because I don't think so. These men, these brothers, these black men have the platform to speak on these issues, football, basketball. You know, and Trump with this, you know, and again, Trump with these tweets, he's going to tweet us right into a war, Senator Bob Corker said. Some of you know that those of you who follow this kind of stuff like I do knows that just the pettiness of the tweets, just childish, the Trump tweets, just childish, and nobody seems to be able to stop them. Not Secretary Mattis, not Secretary Tillerson, not Chief of Staff Kelly. Nobody is able to stop. Not Kellyanne Conway, like no one is able to stop Mr. Trump. So they're all scrambling around trying to protect him. You know, I was watching Mike Huckabee's daughter, Huckabee Sanders, very smart girl, very smart. She's a good steward for the president, quick on her feet, answers, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, very quick. But I was watching her today, and it just, you know, it's like, you know, so she's just, every day at those briefings or whatever, the frequency of those briefings, she's just, you know, she's just playing, you know, it's like playing damage control every day. Because it seems like Mr. Trump does something wrong just about every day. And these childish tweets and these fights he's picking with people, with the NFL and with the Senator Bob Corker, who decided to retire. You know, the Trump calls a man Little Bob, lashed out at Senator Bob Corker today, Little Bob Corker, and Little with two D's, not two T's. Escalating a feud with Mr. Corker, who says the White House is like a adult daycare center. and says Trump could be setting the nation on a path toward World War III. Now, that's something that I definitely believe with these tweets, because I don't think that he understands how serious, I don't think Mr. Trump understands how serious his words are taken. I don't think he gets that. Anyway, it's half past the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. In case you don't know who's listening to, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And this is the first video for a YouTube channel, the Ron Kelly Show on YouTube. So, you know, if you're watching, thank you for watching. And definitely make a comment if you have one, good or bad. You know, we accept them all. You can make a comment in the comment box on the YouTube channel. This is the YouTube channel for the Ron Kelly Show. The Ron Kelly Show airs every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com. On our website, blogtalkradio.com. And yeah, do I want to get up Blog Talk Radio? Yes, I do. So anyone who, we welcome all comers. If anyone wants to add this radio show to your lineup, you can definitely get in touch with me. You can find my information at my Facebook page, The Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. Okay, glad to be here, everybody. You know, just from my unique perspective, my perch watching over this country, and you just see it's just one thing after another. You know, everything is categorized as worst now. Let me jump to this. Everything is categorized as worst. The worst this, the worst that, the worst the other. What is this? Why is worst being used so frequently? Worst hurricane, worst earthquake, worst fire, worst flood, worst this, worst that. And the word worst is being used a lot. And it's concerning that the word worst is being used so much. Just a random type of thought. Incidentally, the world's supposed to come to an end. Some of you don't know that the world is supposed to come to an end. The world was supposed to come to an end on the 23rd of September. Didn't happen. This man, David Mead. David Mead is a self-described specialist in research and investigation. Speaking of worst this, worst that, the world was supposed to come to an end on the 23rd of September. It did not, but now it's focusing on October 15th, which is 5 days from now. We've had these revelations, if you can call them that, for years now. Especially with the biggest one from the preacher a year or two ago, whose own demise came into play, not the demise of the country. So yeah, I'm concerned with the terms, using the terms worse for everything, worse this, worse that, worse the other, and. You know, and in relation to that, to segue to Mr. David Mead, who is now predicting that October 15th will be the end of the world. Seriously, doubt it. All right, everybody, it's 28 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So, who's read Hillary's book? As a matter of fact, you can call the show. Well, you can't call the show. By the time you see this, the show will be over. But ordinarily, the phone number is 646-668-2838. I know the lighting is horrible. I got to get a lighting guy, but we do our best. And I want you to see my cabinet t-shirt that I'm very happy to have. I'm very proud to wear my cabinet t-shirt. Just came today, actually. So I'm very glad to have it. Okay, so we talked a little bit earlier about the effort that's being made by the powers that be to hide the fact or to bury the fact that, you know, African-American men are being killed by police at a very high rate, you know. And we talk about that a little bit. And, you know, it's sad. It's really sad because we do, you know, have a constitution, and there are folks who believe in the First Amendment when it works for them. But, you know, when somebody else, yeah, no, it's the First Amendment, it's not for you, it's only for us. Because now you have situations where alt-right groups are suing colleges, for example. Alt-right groups are suing colleges because they're not being allowed to speak. And see, and it's only because, and I don't know if it's so much that these people who run the colleges just don't want to hear this alt-right nonsense. But I think it's more about what happened in Charlottesville, for example. You know, they got violent. The young girl was ran over by some psychopath and killed. And we'll talk about Las Vegas in a few minutes. Speaking of psychopaths, we'll segue into that. So I don't know if it's – I don't think it's so much that these colleges just don't want to hear the alt-right message. I mean, maybe it is – I don't think it's all about that. I do think that it's the threat of violence that gives these colleges pause to reflect and not want to, you know, give these people a platform. Because what happened in Charlottesville was shameful, and then for Mr. Trump to come out and say that, you know, that both sides were, you know, there's problems on both sides. It's just shameful. Just shameful. But this is a man, Mr. Trump, who did not, and this isn't the anti-Trump show. This is Ron Kelly's show. So his man who refused to go to the NAACP convention twice. Refused. Scheduling conflict. Really? It wasn't scheduling conflict. You just didn't want to go. You didn't think the people were important enough. And I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about having political capital. And we'll talk about why black people and these issues with another reason why this stuff is being ignored. You know, and a few other things I want to get to before we spin out here. So it's about 24 minutes before the hour. So we'll come back in just a few minutes, and we'll talk about NASDAQ is 20 minutes before the hour. We'll come back in a few minutes, and we'll talk more about everything you want to talk about right here. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show.
And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off. And the evidence for that intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive, and so we overcame a lot in the campaign. We overcame an enormous barrage of negativity, of false equivalency, and so much else. But as Nate Silver, who doesn't work for me, he's an independent analyst, but one considered to be very reliable, you know, has concluded, you know, if the election had been on October 27th, I'd be your president. And it wasn't.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's Ron Kelly's show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, and on the web, it's ronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. Really excited about the show. Lots of content, stuff all everywhere. I got content all over the place. Lots of things I want to talk about that I can't really talk about in 1 hour, but I will say, you know, the most important thing I wanted to talk about was the okey-doke that's being perpetrated, the fraud that's being perpetrated on America by, with this kneeling thing. And for Jerry Jones to come out and say, all my players should kneel. All my players should not kneel. They should stand for the flag. And Jemele Hill, who got the boot. Well, she didn't get the boot. She got a 2-week boot from ESPN for her. Not for the white supremacist comments she made about Trump, but for saying that the fact that I was Cowboys, the vendors, the fans should boycott the sponsors of the Dallas Cowboys because of what the owner, Jerry Jones, said that his players, he wants his players to not kneel. And see, this is, thing, this is such a big thing. But before I go any further, I just want to let you know that this portion of the Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by Media Graphics. Go to MediaGraphics.net. For your smart posters, smart banners, video and digital displays, it's MediaGraphics.net. That's MediaGraphics.net. Okay. So, and again, you know, the situation, it gets buried. I know I touched on a couple of other things, kind of bounced around a little bit. But the reason why this happened in the first place was because of police brutality. But they're making it, you know, an issue with the flag now. Disrespecting the flag. That's not disrespecting the flag. By kneeling, you're making a statement. You're saying, just, you know, you're making a statement and you're saying that this country is not living up to the Constitution that this great country was founded on. And I do think America is a great country, despite some of the stuff that happens. But this country is not representative of what it was founded on, what the Constitution states. See, because we're people, black people, we're people who were property at one time. You know, this is the awkward situation because we were property. And most white people that I know, I can't even speak to about racism. Because they don't want to hear it. Because they don't want to acknowledge that there's a racial disparity in this country. And it's something that they are loath to talk about. Just don't want to talk about it. Not some white folks in America. They just don't want to talk about race because it's uncomfortable. Because they don't know how to respond. They don't know how to act when they're told it. Some just get downright angry. So I can't even talk to anybody, white people, about race. You know, I get, you know, hate mail and stuff. And people send me messages. And you can email me, incidentally, the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. One more time, the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. If you have a question or comment or something you want to ask me, or if you want to blast me, whatever the case may be, bring it on. I can handle it. The Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. Okay, so this is what the situation is now. In this contention that the flag is being disrespected is ludicrous. It's just a convenient way to push aside the issue of racial justice in this country. As I said earlier, it makes some people very, very upset. Okay, so it was about 14 minutes before the hour. Once again, Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio. At Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly 1. We there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on in the United States of America. Yeah, we've got Trump, you know, it seems like he's been a president for 3 years, even though he's only been a president since January. So, and this is October, so I guess he's riding on his ninth month, maybe, because he got inaugurated near the end of January. So I guess when we get to the end of October, it'll be about 9 months that Mr. Trump has been president. And it's a scary time right now. It's a scary time because you have people in Washington who just lie, just out and out lie. When it comes to Mr. Trump, he got a job. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she lies. That's what she's paid to do, lie for Mr. Trump. And that's what she does. And she's very adept at it. But this is what's happening. She's lying. If she has to go up there and perpetrate a fraud, she does a great job at it. She's going to do well once Trump either fires her or he decides not to run a second time, which I think is going to happen, that he's just going to decide not to run the second time. But this feud with Senator Bob Corker is just out and out ridiculous. It feuds with everybody, with the NFL, with the NBA, just picking on people. You know, like I said earlier, Melania Trump went to West Virginia to some opioid addiction rehab center. And I remember her, I'll pull up the soundbite. I remember her talking about internet bullying. She was going to be an advocate to stop internet bullying. And Trump is the biggest internet bully in the world. So I guess she said, well, to do that, I would have to go against my own husband. So she picked something else. Because I don't believe that she gives a crap about opioid addiction. She care less. I mean, how many opioid addiction centers did she visit before she became first lady? Zero. What kind of, she didn't even have a voice. You barely knew that Trump was married because she never said anything. She's window dressing. And that's what Melania Trump has been for the most part. She's a beautiful woman. I'll give her that. She's gorgeous. You know, that's the Trumpian way. So what, I'm 71 years old and she's in her 40s. She's window dressing. Because you can see when they're together, they don't even seem like they even really, you know. Trump held her hand coming down the getting off of Air Force One the other day. Trump held her hand. He held her hand so he wouldn't fall. It wasn't so much that he shows any love and concern. Like President Obama and Mrs. Obama, they show each other. They show the world that they really loved each other. And to this day, they just had the 25th wedding anniversary a few days ago, or last week or sometime. But I don't want to pick on Trump's marriage. You know, that's, you know, there are some of my listeners who do want to pick on it. We'll leave that alone. But there's a lot going on. Mr. Trump met with Henry Kissinger today. I don't know what that was about. He should have picked him. I know he's kind of old, but, you know, he's probably not much older than Trump, actually. Steve Bannon still won't go away. You're out. Go away. You got your Breitbart and your fake news. And, you know, so have a nice day. Because we still have Bannon who's still out there and says he supports Trump. I mean, you fire me, I'm not going to support you. So this is what's happening with that. I mean, sounds kind of ridiculous to me, but Bannon, who was an eyesore to begin with, you know, but he was representative of where Mr. Trump's allegiance lies. People like Steve Bannon. So many people have been fired. You talked about President Obama, and I wasn't the biggest fan of Obama. I didn't like Obamacare. I thought Like many other Americans, hey, if you don't have the insurance, that's your problem. No. I mean, yes, those people who are more fortunate than others should, not so much in the Bernie Sanders mode, but I think that the folks who are more fortunate than others should help other people out. I do believe that. I do believe that, that you should help other people. I believe that 100%. But, yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan of Obamacare, and I thought Mr. Obama was kind of weak on foreign policy. So Mr. Trump, despite what people said about him, despite what people said about Mr. Trump and saying, going toe-to-toe with Kim Jong, idiot, in a crazy way, I guess I'm a little bit crazy too, I kind of agreed with that. You know, I kind of agree with that because people like Kim Jong-un only understand one language, the language of threats. So I was fine with Mr. Trump coming back and saying what he said. I was fine with it. No. See, I know I've talked about Mr. Trump for most of this program, and it's because this is political news talk. And, you know, while I don't disagree with everything Mr. Trump does, most of it, but not all. No. I just don't agree with the narrative of Kaepernick being buried by folks saying that, you know, that he's disrespecting the flag, or that any NFL, black NFL player is disrespecting the flag. It's not even about the flag. It's about the mistreatment. It's about the injustice that black people face in this country. And they say people of color, but it's not people of color. People of color could be anybody. So it's not about people of color. It's about people who are black. These are the ones who are being killed. Okay, yeah, you shouldn't have ran. All right, I get that. These white folks who are quick to say, oh, you shouldn't have ran. Okay, I get that. You shouldn't have ran. I agree. But running is not a capital crime. You know, running from the police is not a capital crime. It's not. And many African-American men are being killed, unarmed African-American men are being killed by police for minor crimes. Now, if you point your gun at the police and they shoot you, all well. You know, I'm not going to say you got what you deserve. Only God can determine that. But you put yourself in a situation where you got killed. So if you pull a gun on a police and they shoot you, well, you maybe you shouldn't have did that. But if you didn't have a gun, if you didn't reach, if you didn't make any false moves and you get killed anyway, like Philando Castile did, then that's a problem. So no matter how much this gets buried, no matter how much the narrative tries to be changed, it's still the same. Kneeling at an NFL game is a protest against police brutality. Period. It's not about the first responders. It's not about the military. It's not about the flag. What it's about is that the flag, the stars and stripes, is not representative of what it stands for. It's not for what the flag stands for does not apply to everyone. And see, that's the problem right there. So, you know, you talk about retraining police, and you can't retrain somebody who doesn't like a certain race. If a black person doesn't like a white person, you can't train them to like them. And with the police officers who are racist, if you're black and you're racist against a white person, you can't be trained not to be racist against that person. And the same thing goes for police officers who are racist. They cannot be retrained not to be racist, because this is something they grew up with their whole lives. So how in the world can you expect someone who was, I wouldn't say groomed to being racist, but someone who grew up in an atmosphere of racism, you cannot retrain them not to be a racist. You can't do it. So when you talk about retraining, you know, come on, give me a break. It doesn't work. Many of the police officers go through it because they have to. And that's it. Let me get through this and I'll go back to, you know, shooting N-words. And I'm a police supporter. Don't get me wrong. What kind of world would we have without them? Have you seen The Purge? What kind of world? That was just a movie. It would be 20 times worse if we didn't have any police officers. So I'm a police supporter, and I put support before, because we got a couple minutes left to program. So I do want to say that I'm a police supporter, and I respect the police who are out there doing a good job, the ones who abide by the law, the ones who don't pull their guns out first, the ones who use tasers instead of bullets if need be. I applaud you, the first responders and the military as well. I applaud you. Because I wouldn't be able to sit here and speak my mind on this radio show if there weren't millions of, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of American troops all around the world keeping the peace. Police officers who are patrolling the streets make sure that everything is okay. The hundreds of thousands of police officers all across America, who the state police, the sheriff's departments, and all those who make sure that who patrol the streets to make sure everybody's okay. I applaud you who do the right thing and who abide by the law. But the ones who don't, those are the ones I have a problem with. So I'm not just one some anti-police person. Anyway, it's been a pleasure, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And blogtalkradio.com every Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Check me out on Facebook. It's the Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. All right, everybody. So until next week, those of you who will see this on my YouTube channel, just make sure you make a comment. If you have something, send me a comment. All my information is on it's on LinkedIn, and it's on LinkedIn, the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Facebook, the Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody. Until next week, we'll see you then. And until then, be safe, everybody. Okay.